Oh, it's a hot one. I get it. Let him say it. You're laughing. I'm not laughing. I don't find anything funny about this. It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Just a disgraceful display of sportsmanship from Joe and Jack. A disgraceful display of management. A disrespect of our listeners, of athletic competition, of stick-to-itiveness, just a complete disgrace.
So here's my counter, right? You know, let's say you take this back when you ran this place.
Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. You're making the executive decision to make everyone play tennis today.
No. Okay. I don't want to get into what I would have done. I just know it wouldn't have been a text message at 10 a.m. between and allowing you guys.
So I agree. It would have been days in advance, I'm sure, of when this could have all been going
and
down.
I just would have made sure I had an ambulance for you guys and make sure that you signed releases.
Yeah, so like, yeah, I think that would have been fair.
And by the way, true or false, I allowed you to run the mile in scorching heat.
Yeah,
I was the program director.
Yeah,
at the time.
It was pretty hot that day.
So it was very comparable.
Yes,
very comparable.
And I let you run. And wow, you're here to tell the story.
And it was approved by higher ups.
Yes,
you know, but that was also me solely saying, if I die, I die. There was someone else involved here as well.
Who?
Your camera.
Yeah, but you had an awesome opportunity to push back. You had an awesome opportunity to push back. I can't even call him a coward now. You're both cowards.
Yeah,
not a pushback.
This sort of feels like. The question was posed to you guys, and neither one of you objected. As a matter of fact, it almost feels like you guys were like, you know what?
Good idea.
Great idea. We don't need to do this today.
Yeah.
It may have gone something like that.
Show the text.
No.
Show the text.
No interest.
Show the text. I'll get them from Lincoln. I'll get them from somebody. The camera said, I want one person. Before we get to the Twitter question here, I want one person who has any sort of honor, any sort of honesty to send me the text. DeCamera, if you have any balls, you send me the text. Lakin, I know Lakin's not going to send me the text.
No, he's not going to send it.
I want to see the text.
He's not going to send it because these two. Because
they both look bad.
Yes. They need, these two don't
disagree.
Want to send.
Yep. Disagree.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel at marks-jewelers.com. Do you understand WIP management's decision to postpone tennis today, or do you think it was soft? So the responses here are... I understand, or it was soft.
Definitely it was soft.
And what do you think the percentage is at?
I'm going 75%.
72.9. You're right on. We're right on. And this little dork is not. 215-592-9494.
Philadelphia, man.
Yes. Grow up.
You said a pertinent thing there.
Yeah.
You know how many people are out there actually working today?
Busting their ass.
Like, actually working.
I know.
Like, we're not working. We don't... This isn't work. Like it's work because we get paid to do it.
Yeah, I agree.
But this isn't hard labor.
Totally agree.
And for you guys to play tennis for 35, 40 minutes.
At the most.
Could have been 45.
There are guys on roofs out there.
Yep.
And those
and guys pouring concrete out there.
And those guys I feel for.
Yep. Land out tar, everything, man. Yep.
Breaking news, they're bigger men than me. Congratulations. You unearthed it. You got me.
215-592-9494.
I'm glad you didn't put up much of a fight there.
Yeah, yeah. He has to break because he has to answer their calls. Aaron in San Diego, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, Philadelphia.
Just get to the
shut up and
main
make the point.
Thing. Yeah.
Just wanted to give everybody a weather update. It's 75 and sunny out here in San Diego.
Sounds like a great place to play tennis.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I don't know why we're all surprised, though. I mean, you know, the basketball fiasco was bad enough. And I don't blame this on Jack or Joe. I mean, unfortunately, Jack, the golf course Jack, showed up today in the tweets about him accepting and being happy about the cancellation.
Yeah, yep. Out of my hands.
Joe, I mean, and then we get the camera who, you know, while surprised, he pulled another groin. And then he's caught on video stretching out his calf and his Achilles,
yep.
Trying to cure that groin injury.
Yep.
But this is all on the marketing and sales department.
Well, it has nothing to do with sales.
I totally agree.
By the way, I just want to put, it has nothing to do with sales department. Zero. I'm letting them off the hook. There's no client involved. There's no sales. Programming
and... don't survive off of sponsorships?
There's no sponsorship to this. Aaron, I'm not going to fight with you on this. Aaron, this has nothing to do with sales. That's all I'm telling you. It has nothing to do with sales. You can continue on your point, but I'm not blaming the sales.
A week before the event, right?
Yep.
You knew it was going to be hot, right?
Yep. We knew it was going to be hot yesterday.
You went to a hydration company and
Aaron's a horrible caller. He won't listen to me. He won't listen to me. I just wanted him to get to his point. Look, I'm happy to blame sales whenever it is sales' fault. I'm happy to blame sales.
Yeah, to move off of that.
Yeah, this is not, it's not their fault.
It has nothing to do with sales.
Specifically three, and there is no marketing department. So, well, I mean, God bless the marketing department we have, but they're not making the decisions on this.
Yes.
It's not, you know, Bonnie's fault. It's not Walter's fault. None of those, it's not.
Way to clear it up.
Well, no, they have nothing to do with this.
Correct. There's only management's decision on this one.
It is you
have
and Joe.
Nothing to do with it.
Let me ask you this. That's the last time I'll ask, and we all know the answer. If Rod texted you guys and you guys said we're okay to do it, would there be tennis today?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
There we go.
But again, prepared to play.
Are you trying to say Joe pushed harder to not do this?
Well, he was the first to text back.
So he set it in motion. And once you saw that he didn't want to do it, you're like,
I'm not going to be first.
Dude, it's nice to get a nice little sweat out there.
I agree.
It makes you feel like you're alive.
No. There's a difference between a nice little sweat and possible heat stroke. That's what was on the line today.
Can I tell you, I am wearing jeans. I'm not even wearing socks. I could go out there again.
Why aren't you wearing socks?
On the river. Because I was wearing shorts. I had to run out of the house. Whatever.
Yeah, but you wear socks on the beach.
I did wear socks on the beach. But I wasn't wearing shoes. I could go out on the river right now and run a mile in my jeans and prove that it is not a big deal.
I could do.
You know what I mean?
It's like a lot of friction.
I wouldn't recommend sniffing the jeans afterwards. I wouldn't recommend anybody else wearing the jeans.
I also could run a mile. What do you want to do? You want me to run them in my underwear? Is that your goal here?
This is an insult to our listeners. Rios in North Philly, you're on WIP.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
Uh-oh.
What's up, Rios?
Rios here to set him straight.
Look, I haven't been listening to much of the show. I'm like, all right, let me see what my boy Jackie did. And I'm just hearing right now, like, all right, look. Hold on. I've been out here all day.
Yep.
I'm heading back home right now. What are we talking about right now? Did this get stopped because the temperature's in the 90s?
Yep.
It feels like 100. And the air quality is poor, Rios. You hear that in the update?
Hold on. Let me go through this. Okay, you seen the real quick just throwing excuses out there, bro. All the excuses out there. Let me tell you something, man. Jack and Joe or whatever it is, believe it or not, there's a lot of people who listen to the show that love y'all for whatever reason. You know what I mean? I got my loyalties with Jack. You know what I mean? And it means a lot to people. Now, let me just say this, man. When there's weather or situations like this, you don't come up with no damn freaking excuse. There's a mitigation process. Now, understand this. We're human beings, right? All this stuff now in the world, we can't do this. We can't do that. That reminds me of, it's like how people do with, like, their grandmothers or grandfathers. Oh, no. They want to do the work for them. They want to do the dishes for them. No, just let them sit down. Hell no. Don't let them sit down. They need to get up, move, go outside and do something. So what I would have advised for y'all and y'all boss, Rob, whoever, you know what I mean? It's like
That's
this,
his
man.
New name.
It's like this. When I was in high school football, you know what we did in high school? We had to sign a waiver before we played.
Yep.
So no matter what the medical issues, if I was paralyzed, if anything happened to me, that was on me.
You
and
can't
I was willing
sue
to do that.
Yep.
So with the mitigation process of today, y'all know what y'all could have done? In the military, we'll have collection spots. Get a couple coolers. First of all, it ain't like y'all traveling and doing land navigation and nothing like that. Y'all in the freaking tennis court. So all y'all need was two freaking or three coolers that at the end, when it's, as it's getting hot, y'all take a little 5-minute break, put your elbows with the ice that's in there or the water, cool down. Or if you're a freaking heat casualty, what we would do is have a bunch of bed sheets and ice and cold water. If you pass out, you'll be okay. We get some of that bed sheet towards your balls and your underarms. You're going to cool the freak down. What are we talking about here? Now,
this is what I was concerned about.
To be outside for a certain amount of minutes just to play a freaking game.
Tennis.
Both of y'all. Just on both of y'all. And you know what? You better not have it. Let that sucker test come out, bro. Because at the end of the day, you're supposed to, if he said something, you're supposed to have said jack. Even if in your head you're like, your mental was beating you down like, nah, I'm a sucker. I don't want to play. Bro,
again, was prepared to play.
I want to see the text. Release the text.
Let me tell you something. And then we talk about heat strokes. Let me tell you something, man. Sign a freaking waiver. At least y'all would have got damn more reviews or something. If y'all passed out, that would have made up the stakes. Everybody would have been anticipating.
Yep.
Huh? The stakes would have been up. But yo, come on, man. You act like you running around and there's mortar rounds coming in through the air that you got to dodge or something. Or small arms fire. What are we talking about
I know.
Here, man?
Yep. Sign the waiver. Hashtag sign the waiver.
Sign the freaking waiver. Jack, yo, I'm telling you, bro. Like, you got to do something about
it. Oh, my gosh. It's delayed a week.
Maybe.
It's delayed a week.
We've been talking about this since March.
Everyone shut up. No, all right? I get it.
Andy Boyle.
Shut up.
Andy Boyle brought his son to FDR Park.
And guess what? The son's going home in tears. Man. I don't know what to tell you. I'll see you next week, Andy Boyle and kid. Jeez.
And he said there were like 50 listeners just out there waiting for tennis.
Well, guess what? They should have listened to the station.
Oh, man.
Unbelievable.
Okay, you want baseball to be played in the dome, too.
I don't want anybody to play in the dome.
Oh, yeah, you're Mr. No Dome, right?
Get your ass out there in the elements.
Yes.
Was prepared to play.
Rios is exactly what we needed.
Yep.
Jack, this is our show. I mean, look, this is y'all show.
No, it's your show, too.
Your show, too.
All of our show. We're all team.
I'm loyal. I'm just loyal to it. But, bro, you can't – let me tell you something. I hope this is for views. I hope this is for fun. I hope this is
nope.
So Reels could get
picked It's
off.
All real. It's all real.
It's all real?
It's all
then,
real.
Bro, like, yo, I – oh, my God.
It's all real. It's all real. You know, I want to – Reels, just pause for 1 second there. I just want to let everyone know, this is a show, and we are having fun. Everything that's happening now is legitimate.
Yes.
I found out at 10 a.m. Jack has not shown me the text. He is absolutely thrilled that there's no tennis today.
Thrilled.
By the way, Reels, like what we're talking about football and you were talking about the military, it's not like they're wearing equipment out there. They'd be in shorts and T-shirts.
I didn't have a light T-shirt. I only had black T-shirts, so I might have been sweating a little bit harder.
Such a loser.
Ask anybody who's military, especially being
we don't need to bring
now,
the military
right?
in.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
And
yes,
you
we do.
Have your full battle rider on with your vest and everything that adds 20 more degrees to that dry heat, to that heat that's out there. But you know what?
To be clear, it's not dry heat here.
Just to show how much of a man I am, it's the point of the mindset, man.
Yep.
Even if you had the freaking thoughts, Jack, this is your show. Matter of fact, it gets to the point. Okay, this is supposed to be a competition to show who's I'm the man. I'm the badass here. Bro, both of y'all lost it. I don't even want to see anything else, bro. This was an L.
Yep.
This was an L, bro.
Huge L.
And look, check this out. How can you talk about anybody in sports? Your Phillies, whatever. You got to step up to bat. Yo, I don't know what you got to do.
Was prepared to play.
Jack,
that is the main message here.
Jack, fix it. Just fix it.
Fix it.
Fix it, bro.
Yep.
Peace, bro. Reels, you're the best, man.
Yep. 215-592-9494.
Goodness gracious, I couldn't take any more of that, man.
That was Eagles level Rios.
Oh, my God.
It was Eagles season level Rios right there. 215-592-9494. You know who would have played out in the heat? John Ashdale, the Cars are. He wouldn't have canceled it. Just like he's not canceling the Colonial man. Hyundai Fest, the biggest event of the summer. How would you feel if you showed up to Colonial Hyundai Fest and Ashdale said it's too hot?
What is wrong with you, man?
Sorry. I'm so mad. I was going to wear shorts to work today, too. It was a big day. for Colonial Hyundai Fest, you can save 20% off any new Hyundai in stock.
Oh, man.
That is a savings of up to 10 grand. Over 300 brand new Hyundais in stock, no matter how hot it is. They're going to make sure you drive in there in your old car. You drive out with a brand new Hyundai and do whatever they can to make sure your payment doesn't go up at all. That sounds like a dream, to go from your old car to a new Hyundai and not have your payment go up. They're going to they save you the 20%. You're going to get lower financing than anywhere else, as low as 0% on any new Hyundai in stock, only at Colonial, giving you $6,500 for your trade guaranteed, no matter what condition it's in. Only at Colonial, and every new Hyundai is leaving the lot with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. The Colonial Hyundai Fest, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai.
I just want to repeat the one line that I can't repeat.
Which is
that we dumped.
Oh, yes. With the undercarriage, sort of. The down below line. Well, the YouTube people got it, and the app people got it.
Oh, man. It said Aisha underarms and you.
It would cut you off.
Chuck and Ardmore, you're on WIP.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Chuck?
Oh, Chuck.
Yeah, you know, I try to stay away. Like, what's up, my man?
He's man.
Not, I love it.
I'm pulling it together.
I hear you, man. You know, I tried to stay away from this, but you guys sucked me in like Corleone and Godfather 3. But I tell you what, like, Jack, I want you to win. But, man, you screwed up, bro, because that non-athlete today, you would have had an advantage over him because he can't even move.
Exactly. So I wanted to be fair.
Like, oh, stop.
Yeah.
You've got to be so scared about this tennis match that you're just trying to defer it, dude. And if you are, like, come on. Like, you know that line they
I'm
say?
I'm not scared of tennis.
It sounds like
bro, I'm more scared of the sun.
Bro, you got to be some kind of loser to lose to Joe to camera in this battle.
Yep.
You better win this thing.
Yep.
You better win this thing. And honestly, you know, present company excluded Ike Reese.
Yes.
And obviously Spike. But, you know, there's this premonition, these sports talk shows, you're just little guys who can't play sports, all that. This is doing nothing to help that.
I was going to say, most of them are.
We all know that. Like, but, Jack, come on, bro. Like, step it up. Get your butt out there and practice them. All you're going to have to do is put two or three shots in to beat this joke.
I know.
Yeah.
All right, but I'm just saying.
There's
bro,
no ducking of the camera.
You are, as Chuck, thank you for the call, Chuck. As Chuck has explained, you've disappointed everyone. And, you know, we actually have somebody on staff who played tennis yesterday,
ooh,
who is older than both of these guys. And as we speak to him, he
combined.
Is.
Combined.
Combined. He is playing sports right now. Al Morgani joins us right now. You're playing golf currently, right?
I am. That's not exactly sports. That's entertainment.
Well, sure, sure. You and I are on the same side of that. But you're still doing something physical. Now, true or false, yesterday in the 90-plus degree heat, you played tennis?
Yeah, because it's funny because we were listening to what's going on, you know, with Jack there. And this guy's been trying to get me to play since I had my arm operated on. I've been no. He said, you know what? Give it a go. So we just played two sets, like 90 minutes.
Two sets? You played two sets. Well, they only had to play one.
90 minutes?
They're only playing one set?
One set.
Well, what the hell is that? How are you going to prove anything?
Yeah. I don't know who to blame, Al. I wanted to blame Lakin, but then I found out, and we can't get the text messages from Jack.
Right.
No one's giving me the text messages. But what it seems like is Rod gave both of them the opportunity to play today, and they both turned it down. That's what it seems like.
No. Then it's on Jack.
Yep.
Because, Jack, you have to realize, and I told Hunter this too, when you're young, you got to take the shot. You're going to knock the guy out. He's younger than DeCamera. He's way more physical than DeCamera. I mean, his only danger in the heat is swamp ass, nothing else.
Yeah.
So, could have been a situation there.
You know, Jack, when you get a chance, throw inside. That's it. You could have thrown inside here and thrown it on him.
Well, I didn't send the first text back, Al. All right? You know, I was
That even gave you a bigger opportunity. Once
but then what am I going to be like? No, we're getting out there.
Can you guys
just be good teammates for once?
That's exactly it. You had to throw.
I think I'm with you.
Inside. Yeah, you had to. you had to take advantage of this. Put him on the defensive. There's no way you should lose anything to him. Anything.
Yeah. It's a and you've seen Joe in person.
Though,
yeah.
We lost golf.
Well, that was me. That was me melting down.
Well, and
not
now
him doing anything.
Now, not only did he lose golf, I believe he's lost the respect of the audience.
Oh wow,
is what I believe happened.
Here we go. We're playing next week.
I was on my way in. They asked me to come in, and I don't know what I was supposed to do with this thing. But I was actually on my way there, and Ava texted me and said it's off. I said, "Why is it off? What's the problem?"
Yep.
It's like it's not like Australia.
No. Yeah, it's 90, it's hot.
Oh, you're saying it would have been perfectly fine had they played today?
Yeah. It would have been fine. It would have been fine.
Most likely.
Al Morgani played two sets yesterday.
Wow.
You're an active guy, but like if Al is playing two sets yesterday, the fact that you two losers couldn't get out there on the court for the listeners, for us, and it is a bad strategic move by you, Jack.
Well, yeah.
It is.
It was out of my hands, though.
You had to make it look like they wouldn't let you play.
Yep.
You had to make it look that you were.
That's a good point. That should have been your strategy. There was to say you tried to force this thing to happen, and they wouldn't let it happen.
Yeah. And if I were you, Jack, I'd up the stakes. I'd play for his parking spot.
So that's actually would make me pretty motivated.
Yes.
Sort of situation.
Get a spot. Yeah,
it definitely will make you motivated.
Yep. Yep.
Because I complain about the park situation almost every day, Al.
Yeah. All right, Al.
You complain about everything.
He does.
That is true.
He does.
Yes. I actually don't think I complain about anything.
Wow.
I don't.
Well, let me know when the temperature's cooling up. And you aren't the same guys complaining there shouldn't be a roof, right?
Yeah. Yes, and we brought that up to Jack as well. I don't want to, Al, I love Jack.
Right.
I don't want to be grouped in with Jack on this one. Yes, I don't want a roof for the football stadium, and I also thought they should have played.
Yeah. For the new music, I don't know if there's any lyrics to Mr. Softy, but look them up.
Yes. Thank you, Al.
That was his suggestion for 5:30.
I appreciate it, yeah. Yeah, you see the truck coming down your street, you hear the music, oh, there's Jack and the camera.
You're not laughing with us anymore.
No, well, I was just trying to find it.
Oh, Mr. Softy.
Oh, the Mr. Softy sound?
Yeah.
This is really one of the most embarrassing things that's ever happened on the show. All right, 215-592-9494. You have yet to hear from anybody.
It's not good when 72-year-old Al is out there playing tennis.
Two sets.
I played on Sunday.
Two sets.
Congratulations. He
two
played
sets.
Two sets. Amazing.
And I want to know how hot it was during baseball because it had to be close to the same heat. Right? And I want to see the text messages.
And you were out there longer.
Yes, you were out there for it was a solid hour.
Golf took 3 hours, remember?
Yes.
3 hours to play 10 holes.
This is a long time. Yeah.
This is...
Again, it's a shame that it was taken out of my hands.
It wasn't taken out of your hands. I think that's what we learned. 215-592-9494. Just a disgrace. We're very sorry. Ike and I are sorry that there was no tennis match.
I was ready for it.
Ready to go out there. I thought I was so mad when I heard. I was like, I'm going to drive to FDR Park and play tennis versus somebody. I haven't played tennis in 35 years. I will go play tennis just to show them that it's possible. What a disgrace. Two guys saying that they're so athletic, they're better than the other guy. They can't play tennis when it's hot outside.
Was prepared to play.
Get out of here.
Would have been fine. Would have been fine.
215-592-9494. One guy who didn't cancel his job today because it was hot is Elliot Shore Parks. He was out at camp today.
How about that? He's out there.
They did practice today.
What time did they practice?
9 a.m.
What time were they originally started practice?
10 a.m. Yeah, he did move it up.
Yeah,
an hour.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, it matters.
Guys could have moved it up.
Would have been fine with that. Because I was prepared to play.
Yeah. Elliot Shore Parks joins us next. Tell us what happened at camp. Also, some interesting stuff that Vic Fangio said, aside from the fact that.
Always interesting.
Aside from the fact that he said that it being hot outside is a mindset. to remind you, Vic Fangio also said that.
Yep.
But also said some other things. We'll find out what happened at practice, see how Jalen did after a couple of rough practices with Elliot Shore Parks next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.